And welcome to the Diabetic Show. My name's Mark Philwood. Enjoying diabetes since 1987.
He's type 1. My name is Dobie Maxwell, riding sidecar. I am type 2, and this is our on-air get-together, kind of a support group, if you will. And if you won't, we're going to do it anyway. We have a lot of fun planned today. Also, our special guest, Donna Swanson, coming up a little bit later. And Mark, you have a publication over there. I've never seen you this literate.
Well, this is huge. Everybody wants to know how to save money because, you know, as much as you like those pharmaceutical companies, just the billions, they can use a little less.
And so, I would like about two or three less commas on my medical bill.
Yeah. So we've got some things. It's going to be one of these shows where you want to take down some email addresses or head to our website, thediabeticshow.com, or Facebook. We'll put it on Facebook this week as well. It'll give you ideas and places to go. And unlike most people, we'll tell you how to get there.
Good.
So we got that going for us. Now, Dobie, first off, before we go anywhere, a lot of people know you, of course. Well, I know for a while you were on a Wheaties box in the 90s, but this week you tossed out you lived the dream. Please.
I did live a dream. I was a baseball player like millions of other little kids, and you dream about playing in the major leagues. That didn't happen. But I did get a chance to throw out the first pitch at Miller Park, and I was scared to death. You know, I've been a stand-up comedian for 20 blah, blah, blah years, and I could go in front of people like nothing. But there were 25,000 people at Miller Park, and good thing I practiced because it was two people and the guy before me, Bob and his son. Bob went out there and bounced it about four times in front of his son and in front of all the people. And, of course, they booed, you know, like people do in the major leagues. I'm thinking, oh, no. And I went out there, and you see your name on the scoreboard, and you walk out there and let it fly and got the catcher. And the catcher was a very, very nice guy, and he was a Spanish, Hispanic. Nice pitch, Ming. That's what he said.
to you,
to
I'm
me.
Hoping.
Yeah, and he shook my hand and signed the ball. I looked at the ball for the whole first four innings of the game. I couldn't make out who it was, to give him credit. He was a super nice guy. And just everything you dream about, people shaking hands and high-fiving. And then I was walking back to my seat. Oh, you're a comedian. Where can I find you? And they can look you up on the phone. So they're watching my stuff. They talk about judge, jury, and executioner. Mm. Are you funny? Mm. And they laughed, and they were really cool. It was a dream come true. Thank you. I was going to mention the show, but I didn't have time.
I'm telling you. He throws a strike. He threw a strike. It's on Facebook.
Yeah, that's one of the things now. You can't lie. You can't do any fishing stories anymore. Oh, yeah, I strike. Then you turn it on, and I'm pitching it underhand.
Ooh.
You know, like jarts.
Yeah.
Jarts. Nope. It wasn't bocce ball at the old folks' home. I threw it in there 30, 40 miles an hour.
Very nice. And if you want to see pictures of Dobie
you don't want to do that.
He could see his feet. You would head. He's got a website out there, dobiemaxwell.com. You still got that out there?
Well, yes. You are my web person.
Well, yeah, but then again, there was a problem with Korea, the South Tone this time. Or you can get you'll figure it out. That's what the Google.
Well, thanks for the plug.
Had to do it. Now, as far as news, not a lot of news going on this week with diabetes. Uh-huh. And we're kind of where we've always been, and painted ourselves in a corner and not many ways out.
Correct.
I can kind of paraphrase what I've read just coming in this morning, because, of course, I didn't have time to actually write things. Latest trial had to do with type 2 diabetes and brain. They had three groups of people. I don't know who did the test. I don't know any of the specifics. Three groups: 50 type 2 diabetics overweight, 50 type 2 diabetics average weight, 50 people non-diabetic in any form. Followed them for 3 years.
Wow, who's got that kind of money? Talk about who did the test.
I don't know that.
Stalkers.com?
Look, this is just going to be two guys talking at the laundromat.
I'm just saying. 3 years.
So here's the thing.
So you couldn't sneak a ding-dong with somebody who's watching you for 3 years.
The longer, these are the results so far.
Uh-huh.
The longer you're diabetic, the more problems you have prefrontal lobally. You're looking at me, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I always do that, so I never know. I'm just trying to squeak out something coherent so I can react to it and bring our listeners back.
It's the busy part of the brain.
Oh, okay.
You know, where you figure, like, hey, there's fire, should I put my hand in it? Stuff like that.
So diabetes affects that?
Apparently.
Sure, that makes sense.
I think could be fishing for some real funds from another, or it could be I'm sure it's a real study, I wouldn't have been able to read.
Well, diabetes affects the blood, doesn't it? And blood is the fuel for the brain. So it's like putting salad dressing in your oil tank in your car. It's going to have a different effect than
there's
Benz
oil. Some residual. Good idea. And we'll send Benz oil a bill for that plug.
Okay.
But the deal is apparently it leaves some type of a plaque.
A residue, kind of a virtual ring around your bathtub.
We'll learn more. I'm sorry I wasn't better prepared for this. You'd think, you know, I had all week.
But. Well, you're reading on the steering wheel like we all do, coming and doing the test. You had 8 weeks to prepare. Nope, night before, 4 a.m, you're doing your little report.
I found it difficult coming in today with that because so many people were texting and driving. I found it almost impossible to read and drive.
Yeah.
All these people are cutting
me off.
I had
to put my Big Mac down just to give someone the gesture.
Yeah. Look, let's take the break here. Let's get the person with the degrees here. We'll be talking about free stuff.
Yay, free stuff.
Well, free, reduced, greatly reduced.
Five-finger discount.
Whole nother show.
Underhand Health Incorporated, Midnight Health Supply.
Come back .com. In just a few seconds, and hopefully we can get you at least a few dollars back in the pocket.
All right.
The Diabetic Show.
Want to catch a curveball? I got one coming up.
This is the Diabetic Show. Mark Philbeck, type 1.
Toby Maxwell, type 2. And you.
Yeah.
Might be a type 3 listening. We don't know.
Oh, you're talking to the
Our one listener.
That, yeah.
In a trailer in Trevor, Wisconsin, with a funnel next to his or her ear.
Right off the
listening to us.
The Fox River, I'm assuming.
A Morse code thing on the table.
Got a lot of things with us. Here about saving money and diabetes there. Dope. I know with you, see, type 2's about the only thing out there that's a deal, well, is one of the drugs. Metformin is still a great deal out there. It's one of the cheaper drugs.
Sam's Club. I buy them there, by the pallet. You know.
Get it for free?
Yeah, I got a 55-gallon drum of it in my garage, along with my doomsday preppers. You know, I got a big old drum of macaroni noodles, so when they drop the big bomb, I'm going to be ready for it.
Powdered water.
Powdered water. Yeah, what do you add?
Yeah, just add water.
Stack of magazines. I'm ready. Drop that bomb, Kim Jong-il.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Wow, we're dating ourselves years from now.
Is that the old man? What's the kid's name?
I don't know.
Lenny?
I prefer Baby Huey.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So here's the deal. They make a lot of money if you're diabetic. I'm told by my endocrinologist or my GP, test your blood a lot. And we'll start with strips because you're supposed to be using a lot of them.
Correct.
And for me, being a type 1, I like to know sometimes I want to splurge, Dobie. I want to know 5 times in a given day where I'm sitting with that blood glucose level.
Gotcha.
If you're paying full price for some of those strips, I mean, I don't have to throw names out there. If you're looking for name brands, they sell them usually in 50 or 100 counts if you're economically buying them. You're still looking at anywhere from 50 to 70 to more per 100 line.
Yeah, that's expensive.
But then you got your insurance companies. Thank goodness. I was being facetious with that because a lot of insurers put a limit on the number of blood tests you can do in a day. I have, what I thought was a great policy, and I'm allowed to test my blood 1 time a day.
One time, according to your insurance?
What they'll cover. Now, they suggest I do it much more. Mm-hmm. You know, especially the people selling me the test strips.
Never ask the barber if you need a haircut.
Every time. So that's the deal. There are assistance programs. Basically, all the big makers have it. Roche is one. Abbott is another. They're assistance programs. You know, let's bring Donna on board right now. Donna Swanson, United Hospital System. Thanks again for joining us, Donna.
Well, thanks for having me back.
You save us every week. You go off on a limb, and she brings us back. We owe you a commission.
How many times should a type 2 diabetic test themselves? Or type 1? What are the recommendations, the ADA or the UHA? What are your?
Well, if somebody is type 1, we generally recommend 4 to 8 times a day. Some people
8 times a day?
Well, it depends.
Wow.
Generally speaking, somebody with type 1 diabetes needs to test before breakfast, lunch, dinner, and before bedtime would be the recommendation. But you're also considering the fact that you need to test anytime you feel low, if you're preparing for exercise, if you're driving. I mean, there's a lot of off times that we need to check our blood sugar as well. So when we consider that, it could be anywhere from 4 to 10 times a day. For somebody with type 2, it depends on how advanced or progressed their disease is. So if somebody is just treating their diabetes with diet and exercise, they may be testing once a day. They may be alternating the times of that test. It depends on what they're trying to capture. But if somebody goes to a more aggressive regimen, maybe they're adding a sulfonylurea, or they're adding a non-insulin injectable, or maybe their disease has progressed to the point where they need insulin, we might be testing 2, 4, It all depends on the individual and so what their regimen is.
You get that feel for the body pretty, because the body does have its own clock. I've noticed that firsthand. If you eat the same foods or comparably, when we're counting carbs, every day, the body reacts a certain way. And I noticed when I was eating too many carbs and not covering them, and then I tried to get back into the groove of being between, say, 100 and 130 for me, it took my body a little while to catch back up to what I was trying to do. I didn't feel right when I was right. Does that make sense?
Well, sure. I mean, it goes back to how well we're matching insulin to our dietary intake. When it comes to testing, it's important. What's going to base the decision as to how often you should test and when you should test is going to be based on what are we trying to figure out. For example, if somebody is type 2 and they're on diet and exercise, they may want to find out what is going on with their blood sugar when food is not a factor, and then they may want to test the next day 2 hours after they eat so they can figure out, is their blood sugar coming back down to target after they eat? For type 1, the information that we're trying to seek is what is their blood sugar before they eat so we can determine what their dose of insulin should be for the given amount of carbohydrates they're eating. And do we need to correct it? Were we off the last meal we ate? So we're looking for that. Did we get back to target? What information are we after?
Beautiful. Now, Roche. They're the makers of the AccuCheck system. And I know when I first became a diabetic, that was the golden standard. Everybody had an AccuCheck at the time. Mm-hmm. And they have a nice program where you can get it gets very cumbersome. I'm not going to throw numbers at you. It's a significant savings because AccuCheck charges a significant amount of money, as good as they are.
And insurance pays that, or people come out of their pocket?
Well, see, that's the problem. Everybody's going to be different. Everybody's insurance is different. So it's going to be a matter
of... What about those of us with the 100% deductible?
The 100% deductibles?
Yes.
Would that be...
That would be insurance a la air. There are people that are uninsured.
Oh, those people.
Those people. There are millions of those people.
Well, you bring up a point. And actually, it comes into a letter that we got from, not a letter, a note from Sarah out in Burlington. She has a question, and I'll read the question, and then I will endeavor towards yours.
Please do.
Okay. Sarah would like to know, Infinity versus one-touch meters, has anyone tried both or either? Any opinions? Apparently she's shopping. Now, a point hasn't been brought up yet. I know Donna has in the past. The Reliance system from our friends at Walmart. Yes.
Okay.
Walmart. Nice system. For a while, I was living the high life. I was going with the Abbott freestyle system, just living the dream, Dobie, you know, opening up those big Abbott boxes. They pack things well, by the way. They do. Bit pricey, especially according to my insurance policies, which said that we're no longer covering the freestyle system. So I went to Reliance, and you got to thank Walmart where it's due. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is... you don't want to say cheap, inexpensive test strips. Their whole Reliance system, I mean, it's a whole sub, whatever it would be under Walmart. Is there a better word I'm using here? But it seems everything they've got at Walmart for diabetic supplies with the Reliance tag, my God, 50%, 60% less? I could be wrong here, $20 for 100, maybe
better
30.
Than 70.
Yeah, exactly. And
sounds about right.
And how are the results? If you were going to compare, say, the least expensive to the most expensive when it comes to meters. Now, I realize bells and whistles are going to add the money, you know, if you want to know this or that, averages, things like that. But I'm talking about basics. I want to know what my blood sugar is.
Right. I feel the Reliant brand is pretty reliable. I mean, it's very inexpensive.
Right.
You can't really go wrong with it. It's not going to have all the bells and whistles of other meters. Most meters on the market are going to have a margin of error of at least 10 either way. So,
Wait, 10 or 10%?
10, usually. Well, I mean, it varies from meter to meter, though. The best way to know is get Consumer Reports, the issue that compares meters. But also, I believe in Diabetes Forecast, the January issue of this year does have a breakdown. And there's literally so many meters on the market that you can compare that will give you the exact percent of the margin of error for each meter. But there's also other things that have to be rolled out when you're looking at accuracy. Did the person wash their hands before they tested? Because just picking up a little residue can throw off that reading.
Really? See, a lot of people did not know.
I didn't know that.
Also, the other thing is, are the test strips being taken care of well? Most test strips are sensitive to temperature and moisture.
I keep mine in a drawer. Really?
Yeah. So if that lid is left open for too long, even the moisture in the air can damage those test strips, which is why a lot of meters come with control solution. So you can test those strips and see if they're still working properly.
Yeah, but that's something that's been missing lately. I have not seen.
Yeah, a lot of meters don't supply it anymore.
They always had a little drop lid or something. Yeah.
But you can go to the pharmacy and ask. And, I mean, you still need, I believe you need a prescription for it from the doc, but you can request that. I would check at the pharmacy first and see if they'll dispense it without a prescription.
Very good. Well, a lot of the retailers, they have their discount brands. CVS is one, Walgreens, we haven't talked about, Rite Aid, Target. I just happen to use Walmart. It seems to me they're the cheapest at this point. I'm sure that could be changing at any moment. So.
Yeah, I have a lot of patients that actually do the CVS one too and the Walgreens one, and I haven't seen any ill effects from somebody switching to one. They all seem to work very well. You might have to log your own numbers, that sort of thing. Not a big deal. A lot of them don't download to a computer, which some people
really value. Which is a nice perk.
It is. But, you know, it's not the end of the world. If price is a real issue, I would rather see somebody personally testing their blood sugar, getting the information they need, whether they have to manually log it or if they don't have that capability, I'd rather see them have the ability to test.
Very good. I tell you what, let's do the break here. We'll come back because there are just a bunch of resources that we'll have to give to you on the other side of this, including overall, not just the test strips or the before we leave Reliant, I wanted to touch this. Of course, being a diabetic, you want to know your A1C. And for me, it comes in the form of a blood test, just for most people. But I'll tell you, Reliant now has an A1C. Right?
Yep.
And I have no deal with Reliant, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, I am open to a deal from Reliant, so maybe we can talk. They have this A1C machine. I think it was $20, and you get two tests. Now, that might seem expensive, but not in the world of A1C testing.
No, it's not. But, you know, honestly, that one I would look up in Consumer Reports for sure to see the accuracy on that one. Because
really?
I have seen varying results between the over-the-counter A1C test kits and going to a lab then with higher accuracy equipment.
I'm going to do both. I will do both this next time. And if it's wrong,
and compare the results. Yes.
I'm going to hold on to my receipt.
Someone's getting sued.
We'll be right back at the Diabetic Show. Diabetic Show. Mark Philbin, type 1.
Toby Maxwell, type dose for you bilingual listeners.
And we'd like to thank you, especially, it's been a good year. Well, we're past the year now, but we've learned so much working together, especially working with Donna. I mean, she's
a walking encyclopedia of diabetic knowledge.
It's almost like she does it for a living.
Now, Donna, you have to make a disclaimer because as a human being in your workplace, we think you're royalty, but we got to come down to earth.
Let me start it up first. Any questions that we're going to be tossing at Donna, either ourselves or especially yours, we got some good ones off the internet. But for those questions.
Yes, thank you. You guys are very kind. But any of these questions that we respond to, I'd like to first say any questions submitted should be referred to your physician, endocrinologist, whoever manages your diabetes. This is general knowledge regarding diabetes. I am a certified diabetic educator and RN, but I am not a practicing physician. So,
but you are certified.
So there's I'm a something certified diabetes educator, okay. Yes. So we deal with...
When you haul you off the street, that's what I'm saying.
No, you did not. And we do see diabetes, and we see a lot of these problems daily, so we do have an in-depth knowledge of diabetes. However, you know, obviously, your physician's going to know your health. It's within their scope of practice to be prescribing and being expert beyond my level of expertise.
Yeah, so which is not that... There's not a lot of people that are past you.
Exactly.
A couple.
No, very, you're too kind.
Well, you are good. So, in other words, the easy words are, Don is off the lawsuit table.
Don't just go to court and say, that radio lady said...
No, right.
And then, you know, proceed with the lawsuit.
But still... Dobie and I are open targets. It's
That's true. I'm a rusty gate. Flap it in the breeze. I like bacon. Donna said, don't eat bacon. Is bacon's not good for you? Is it ever going to be good for you? Then we have some kind of...
I don't think it'll ever be
good. It'll never be good for you. Then someone do some research that said, you were telling us about this off the air. We need to talk about this.
Yes, please.
Because people want to hear your bacon and chocolate and a Diet Coke, and you'll be
safe. Because I was walking in the room, and I'm hearing about this diabetic... person here talking about the use of bacon, and I caught my attention.
It's like Charlie Brown's teacher.
And wah, his eyes wah, got wide.
Wah, wah, bacon. Hello.
Well, everybody loves bacon. It's
yes.
Such a
even rabbis and Muslims. Don't let them kid you.
Well, I was watching or looking at Facebook this morning and saw on social media that somebody had posted that finally there was research that supported bacon is now healthy. And
yes.
So I had to read it because I thought this
got
can't
your attention,
be.
Didn't
this
it?
This cannot be. Yes. So what they did, it was research that was done out of New Zealand, and I'm not sure exactly, I don't recall exactly who, but it's floating around on Facebook. So if you see this, it is, it was quite comical. So basically, the article is, the research said that bacon, they found that bacon is high in niacin. And if they give niacin to earthworms, it extended their life by 1/10. So I learned, and I had to reserve, you know, really use a lot of restraint to not comment because I just thought, I cannot comment to this because it's just not.
And the study.
It would go on forever.
But how long does an earthworm live? A week?
Well, you know, yeah, that's what it proved. It proved that if you give an earthworm niacin, it's going to extend their life 1/10.
You just can't believe reports sponsored by the New Zealand bacon industry. It's just,
yeah.
If only we had the anatomy and physiology of an earthworm. And what about all the saturated fat, the cardiovascular risk? And what really was most comical to me is all the responses that were driven off of this article, and people were so genuinely pleased that finally they can eat bacon again. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, are you kidding me?
But I was led to believe that the maple flavoring in the bacon combined with the heat seals it up nice.
Seals up the saturated fat?
Well, yeah.
Well, you ever see a diabetic pig? I never have.
See, all of a sudden, okay, all right,
I think there's laws against
that. We are so far in the
That's a
ditch.
Band, isn't it? The Diabetic Pigs playing this Saturday night.
It's a whole other show we've evolved into.
So people want, if you're listening and you think bacon is good for you, I want to think it too, but it ain't.
So right. We're back on the resources for prescription savings.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. There are a bunch. So let me just read them off to you right now and then... Google them up. What this is it helps people struggling to make ends meet. There are all those drug costs out there. Several organizations can help you if you qualify. So FamilyWise, that's a good one. GoodRx, a good one. And you just look, Google them, you'll find them. Needy Meds, another organization provides pharmaceutical and health care assistance programs. Partnership for Prescription Assistance, another one. RX Assist, RX Hope. Together, RX Access. These will all at least give you a footing. And while we're talking about this, it brings up a good point about the internet in general. If you find others, if you were to just type in free diabetic medications, and we talked about this with Don in the past, there are legitimate programs out there, but there are a lot more not real programs out there. If you in any way find a place that is going to be asking you for any money up front before you do anything, and even after you do something, be very leery of it. make sure that you can call them back, that this is a legitimate organization. Don't keep it domestic.
Right. You can check with the Better Business Bureau, too, if you're concerned.
Yeah, what is, just to have it out there, what are some scams that we should look out for? Because everybody wants to save a buck, and I get, where there's money, there's scammers.
Well, you know, if you just Google, like Mark said, it's, I mean, they will pop up, and it's hard to get them off your, and a lot of them carry viruses to them, as, with them as well.
Oh, especially like through the emails.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a huge part of the business that I do. It's, yeah. Don't click on anything unless you know where it's going to go. And the way you know where it's going to go, right-click on the link. Even if it's just in your email, right-click on it, and you'll see something about a hyperlink, which is the technical term for the link. You can see what that hyperlink is, and I'll trust you. The best ones I've seen, it looks legitimate. That button you're about to press looks like it came from Google or Walmart. Or if you right-click on it, it has a whole bunch of gibberish in that name. Instead of, say, Walmart.com, it should have a very easy hyperlink that would begin with the name of the company you're dealing with. Mm-hmm. Be extra careful if there's something just ahead of that name. In other words, I've seen some bogus emails where it's E, the letter E, dot Walmart.com. Nothing to do with Walmart. So, just, boy, I'm in a Walmart case today.
Why do people do that? I mean, you know,
why do people do that?
All the effort it takes to scam somebody like that, are they really, does that make them happy to know that somebody's, you know, going to?
I got my first IRS call in the last 2 days the exact same way that you, I'm sure a lot of people have heard about it. I never got these calls.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Really?
The scammers?
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about it.
Well, just in 18 seconds or less, you get the call, and there's an arrest warrant. And that's what caught my attention. And it's, they have the arrest warrant.
Which,
and,
for you, would be like, you know, well, take a hit in line.
Like Thursday, right.
Yeah.
But the point being, they need money then, right then, because they, oh, I wish I had my phone on me here. But it's great. Because not only do they threaten you with the arrest, the impending arrest, because the arrest police, that's what they call them, by the way, the arrest police are coming. And at the very end, have a blessed day.
So this is an audio message.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, an audio message.
I've never heard of them, never got one before.
Well, if we had another break, I'd find it. It's right there. Trust me. Just, you know what? I'll give you the number. I'd be happy to do
that.
No,
I don't want to talk to them.
Well no, because you don't want to answer this. You don't want to answer this call.
I don't answer any call.
Okay, well, if you want to make a call, I suggest you're going to call 844-822-3672. And I know this because I Googled it right after I got the call.
Where is 844? Is that like Aruba?
It's over there, but yeah, over there.
So they try to get money out of you.
Yes.
Try to get your credit card.
But he liked me because it was only $800. Because it was originally over $1,000 because it was the IRS.
Did the person have an accent?
You know, now loyalty cards are another great way of saving some money with the prescriptions. Now, if you purchase all your prescriptions, all your medications from a specific pharmacy, you're going to save more money that way. They have the loyalty programs like CVS, Walmart. Again, with the Walmart. I'm sorry about that. Walgreens, Target, they offer loyalty cards. The more you use, the more you save. How many times do you say that in a career, right? So you got to keep it in mind. These programs typically don't allow you to use specific savings. If you're going to end up getting cash back, it never happens. You know, they say you're going to get cash back. You don't. So don't look for something just because you're going to get cash back. Get it because you're going to be using it. And that's pretty much. Oh, we're getting the fingers from Troy over there on the other side, so we've got a couple minutes left. What can you tell people? And we have talked about this as far as the main makers of insulin. If you are destitute, there is such a thing as free insulin.
Yes, so there are some insulin options that you may have. If you take, say, for instance, Humalog and Basaglar, you could look at Eli Lilly, their website, www.elilly.com. Also, for folks that take Novolog and Levemir or Novolog and Traceba, those, you could go to the Novo Nordisk website, and almost all these drug companies have patient assistance programs. So even Merck, like for some of our type 2 oral meds, the other insulin option that we have would be Sanofi Aventis. They are the manufacturers of Lantus and Toujeo. So you could check out their website as well and then look for their patient assistance link.
One last thing. You have the insulin.
Yes.
How about the syringes?
Oh, good question. BD has a patient assistance program.
Okay, very good. And so we get that. So there's really, hopefully you have no excuse.
The other thing that we should point out is a lot of patients with diabetes end up on a number of different medications. Here again with Walmart, but they have that $4 med list. Now, a lot of pharmacies are trying to compete with that. So I'm not just going to single out Walmart here, but you can go to Walgreens has discounted meds as well now. They all have lists, except for the mom and pop, but even they will discount their prices a lot of times. But on those lists, you have like common diabetes meds, lisinopril for kidney protection. We've got a lot, our blood pressure meds, metformin. A lot of these medications, if somebody is paying full retail price for them, if they switch or look at what the price is, price shop a little bit at the pharmacies, you may find that you can get significant reductions in their cost by just looking around at the different pharmacies.
And asking.
Yes.
That's it. This is where we're wrapping up this week's edition. Thanks for listening. If you want to get a hold of us, we are thediabeticshow.com.
Or the Facebook, you'll get there. Mark at the Diabetic Show, Dobie. You'll get it. You'll get there from here. Hopefully we've helped you out. If not, well.
Come back next time. We'll try again.
We'll try harder. Thanks for listening.